This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado passed non-toxic bullet legislation back in 2023, incentivizing hunters to use lead-free bullets. Well, now the federal government is reimbursing hunters for non-toxic ammunition. Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Hunters at 13 U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service refuges this fall can get up to $100 in gift cards for two boxes of lead-free ammunition. That's almost double the seven refuges in the first year, and it now includes one spot in the Mountain West, the Camas National Wildlife Refuge in Idaho, for elk hunting. Federal officials say the program encourages hunters to try other ammo, like copper bullets, that reduce the risk of lead poisoning by scavenging wildlife. But Aaron Kindle says the transition can take some getting used to. He's an avid hunter in Colorado and works for the National Wildlife Federation.
It's not just you just put a different bullet in and you go shoot it. You have to go to the range, sight it in, see how your gun acts with it.
So Kindle says the monetary nudge helps. Some states like Arizona, Utah, and Colorado have their own lead-free incentives or educational efforts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
This year's Michelin Guide is out, and it features nine Colorado restaurants. Denverite's Kiara Damari has more.
The Michelin star is regarded as the highest honor in the food industry. Three Colorado restaurants earned their first star, five maintained their star, and for the first time in Colorado history, a restaurant received a coveted second star, the Wolf's Tailor in Denver. In addition, another 10 restaurants were honored with the Bib Gourmand designation, where customers can get high-quality meals for a relatively low price. I'm Kiara Damari, Denverite.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Slightly cooler in Colorado today with afternoon clouds.